You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Good morning and welcome on this rainy Tuesday morning. You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on High FM 101.9. And I'm your host, Adrian Bugatti. Please remember, if you have any suggestions, questions, tips or information on cooking or food that you would love to share with us or ask us, please send us a message on SMS 34519. SMSs are charged at 1 rand 50, or send on Telegram 061-895-1019, or you can email us on air at highfm.com. You can also reach out on Twitter. Our handle is at highfm, or on the Facebook page 101.9 highfm. So coming up in today's show, we're actually looking at 4 cooking terms and learn what they mean. Then those cooking terms are brining, blend, bone, and butterfly. And the 3 spices I have chosen to talk about today are caraway seeds, cardamom, and I've gone blank what the last one is. That sounds funny. Okay, sorry. Catnip is the other one. I know it sounds a little unusual, and that's why I forgot it. Okay, so I will also share a recipe today that uses the caraway seed for our recipe today. You'll find the recipe on the website straight after the show. And once again, I'm going to continue to talk about how to meal plan effectively to reduce your budget. And then a reminder of the cooking challenge or the grocery challenge that I have ongoing, to try and bring your bill down as close to 180 rand per person per day, per week for your food. I have some kosher updates from around the world, nothing from Johannesburg or from South Africa at the moment. So let's see what we can do. Moving straight on to our terminology. Once again, to remind you that even some of the best cooks get stuck with recipe terms. So let's look at some. The first one is brining. Brining basically just means to soak your meat in brine. And brine is heavily salted water. And that you do that before cooking. It is meant to soften the meat before cooking. So it's often done with slightly tougher meats. The next one is blend. Now, for most of us, we use the blender or a stick blender or whatever, but it actually doesn't mean that. What it means is combining 2 or more ingredients so that they become smooth and uniform in texture and they lose their individual characteristics. So blending flavors, blending scents, those are all skills that are used, whether you're using it in cooking or in perfumery or even just the aromas of your food. They blend together instead of clashing. And then we have boning. So ironically, to bone a piece of meat is actually to remove it from the bone rather than with fish. When we bone a fish, it's the same thing. You're removing the bones or the spine from the fish. But when we butterfly food, that is our last term, butterflying food refers to splitting it through the center and you thin it out. It's not cutting through it entirely. So we want to make a flap. And you can butterfly fish, you can butterfly a nice roast as well. Open it up, stuff it, roll it back up and tie it together and you have a beautiful stuffing. So that's, those are the 4 cooking terms for today. You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on High FM 101.9 and I'm your host, Adrian Bugatti. The next thing we're going to look at is our spices. So for today's spice, we have caraway. Now, actually, the caraway seed is a dried fruit. It's not actually the seed. And it's part of the parsley family, even though it has a slightly more pungent flavor to it. And it's used in meat dishes, breads, cheeses, and other vegetable dishes like sauerkraut and slaw. The oil is often used to flavor alcoholic beverages. Most notably is aquavit, which is a type of vodka, and another one called kumel, which is a liqueur. And then you can use, the caraway is often used in medicine. It's an aromatic stimulant, and it's called a carminative, which means it helps with winds. So today's recipe is going to use caraway seeds. The next spice is cardamom. Now, cardamom can be spelled with an M at the end or an N, so M for mommy or N for nanny. It is a spice consisting of a whole or ground dried fruit or seed. The seeds have a warm, slightly pungent and highly aromatic flavor, somewhat reminiscent of camphor. They are popular in seasoning South Asian dishes, particularly curries. And then what surprised me was they're also very popular in Scandinavian pastries. So I'm busy looking into finding something like that, and hopefully I can share that soon. I must admit, I do like putting a couple of cardamom pods into my rice when I'm cooking. It just gives it a nice flavor, especially if I'm making a curry. It just adds to that warmth. Then we're going to look at cassia. Now, cassia is one I've seen around a lot. I've never actually used it. And the reason I've never used it is I've never understood what it was. I have recipes that ask for Chinese cinnamon. So for that, I often just use plain cinnamon, but they're actually different. Cassia is actually Chinese cinnamon, and it has a more spicy flavoring than the normal cinnamon, but just as good. And I must admit, it does interact quite nicely. So where the cinnamon has that sharp tang, the cassia has a sweeter flavor to it, although it is still quite spicy if you use too much. So cassia bark is used in flavoring cooking and particularly liqueurs and chocolate. That's a new thing I learned as well. Southern Europeans prefer it to cinnamon, but in North America, cinnamon is sold without distinction. So if you're, and generally ours is sold the same way. If it says cinnamon, it could be either, it could be a mixture or it could be pure cinnamon. But I have found plain cassia bark in certain stores. So that's an important one to know. And it's really, really a nice additive. And then I said I was going to do one other spice, which was quite weird. And that's catnip or cat mint. And it's a mint herb. And it's obviously noted for the aroma, but we all know it for cats. We know it commonly that it's put into cat toys and things like that for pet owners and to encourage the cats to play with it and that. The herb is native to Europe and Asia, and it's used for seasoning. I couldn't find any recipes that ask for it, but it is also used as a medicinal tea for colds and fever in some places. So it obviously brings down temperatures and things. Now, I know mint is used a lot with quite a few ailments and in tea all the time. Mint tea is a great thing to finish your meal off with and just lighten the load. You're listening to Essen Fressen Show on Chai FM 101.9. I'm your host, Adrian Bugatti. Once again, if you have any suggestions, questions, tips, or information on cooking and food that you would like to share, please send us a message. You can SMS us on 34519. SMSs are charged at R1.50. You can send a Telegram message on 061-895-1019 or email us on air at chaifm.com. You can also reach out on our Twitter handle, which is Twitter handle is at chaifm, and the Facebook page is chaifm. It's 101.9 Chai FM. So those are our reaching. Coming up, we're still busy talking about my meal planning and the grocery challenge. And that's something, you know, that is going to be ongoing. Meal planning is a topic that is close to my heart, and I can talk for ages on it. In fact, I have. This will be the third show that we're talking about meal planning and how to go about it successfully. Conversations these days are all around the cost of food. And if you walk into a store, it seems like overnight, everything just went up in price. My husband, I sent him to the shop the other day, and he got quite a shock when he had to buy milk that has gone up R2 in like a month. Unfortunately, that is one of the side effects of our COVID lockdown and not being able to transport everything. So that's the price we're going to have to pay. So we need to come up with new methods on how to cut down on our spending and on our food bill. And we're going to an ad break now. You're listening to Adrian on Chai FM 101.9.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008. You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Adrian Burghardt on the SN Fresen Show. One of the biggest, most life-threatening mysteries is how the virus causes silent hypoxia, a condition when oxygen levels in the body are abnormally low. Through the administration of concentrated oxygen while in a pressurized hyperbaric environment, oxygenate assists in reverting this and creating hypoxia, a state in which oxygen supply is excessive. Fast track your recovery from long-term COVID effects. You can contact them on 086-099-5288. Once again, you're listening to the Essen Fresen Show. I'm Adrian Burghardt, your host for today. So we were talking about meal planning and how the cost of food has gone up so much. So today, last week I spoke about using my meal plan template, and I went through quite a lot of the meals that I plan during the week and how I go about it. But I didn't get to Monday. Monday is probably my most difficult one, and that is out of my choice. That's not any reason that it is. And that's because I've chosen the topic of meat-free Mondays and then taken it one step further. I now use it as a vegan day. I choose dinners that are totally animal-free. They are all plant-based. Now, this can be a little bit of a challenge when you're in a household, first of all, of meat eaters. They don't like vegan food. Everything needs to have some kind of protein. So learning to cook food that is going to be tasty for the meat eaters, as well as cut down my cost of food because it doesn't contain expensive fish or meat, is a big challenge. And finding recipes that I know are going to work for us, as well as finding recipes that have kosher ingredients, does present a little bit of research needed. And that can take me a while because I like to change them up. However, if I do find a recipe that the family really, really love, such as my black bean burgers, then I will make it more than once. The black bean burgers, the first time I served that, nobody actually knew it wasn't meat. They were really, the recipe was that good. I had to make a few changes because some of the ingredients were not available in South Africa. So lots of substituting until I got it right. You can find that on my website if you'd like to look, kosheringyourlife.co.za. And it's a black bean burger and it's a big hit. It's very filling. It is very low GI, so it keeps you full for longer. It's great for diabetics. It keeps their sugars on a good level, and it just is a nice meal. So how do you do this when you've got vegan? So the first thing I had to learn to do was how to prepare tofu properly. My first few disasters did not go down well. Tofu is quite a complicated thing to get the flavoring right, to get the textures right, because otherwise it just comes out as mush or it's rubbery and tasteless. So I had to learn to plan ahead for that because you do need to marinate your tofu to get it to have some kind of flavor. Also, you need to find the right tofu because there's three different kinds, and finding kosher tofu is not always that easy. The other thing with being vegan or vegan Mondays is the fact that the vegan cheeses and things are really, really expensive because of what they're made from. I have learned to substitute, like Parmesan. You can crush up a little bit of cashew nuts with some onion powder, and that will give you that Parmesan type taste and texture. And as expensive as cashew nuts are, it's still cheaper than the Parmesan. Thankfully, our children will be going back to school soon. and that will help with your food bill. But planning lunches while they're at home and keeping your food, the troops fed and keeping the budget down needs planning. It cannot just be done, you know, on the fly. So during the normal school year, you're going to send your child with lunch and snacks to school. And it actually works out that you're going to use less by sending them off with their snacks because you pack what you've got, they go off to school, and they can't nag you. So that's an important thing. And it's great for people who are at work wanting to lose weight. If you're making your meal, you can make the same lunch for the adults, just a slightly larger portion as you do for the younger children. And obviously the teenagers, depending on how much sport they're going to do, you would adjust your meals according to that. So it is important. And it, whether you're an essential worker on the front line or working from home, you need to eat. And with planned lunches, everybody gets food. You know, what you can do is if you're, you know, everybody's at home, so you're making fresh lunch, just make a little extra for the person who has to go off to work. They can take it the next day in their lunchbox to eat at work. So it is important when you're planning lunches to take into account whether it can be reheated or not. That's an important thing. So that's the first step to planning your lunches. Okay. The one good thing about lunches, that if you've planned them carefully, you can avoid a lot of the, I'm hungry or there's nothing to eat cry. Generally, there's plenty to eat. It just means putting it together. And I've found that most of the family will not bother with that. They want ready made food. And so if you've bought like cut up vegetables or one of the big things that disappears in my house is frozen peas. I will often turn around and go, okay, I'm making lunch and discover that my frozen peas are now empty because that's what they've had for lunch. Microwaved with some margarine and that's lunch. Mixed vegetables do the same thing. They make a nice lunch, especially for very little kids because they finger food. So if you've got small ones, just warm them up. There's nothing wrong with the microwave for cooking frozen food. And put it in a bowl. You don't have to add the margarine or butter or the salt for that matter. The flavor should come through just beautifully. And please remember, if meal planning is not something you've done before, you're not going to be able to do an entire month at a time. That takes a little bit of practice. Once you've got your 1 week done, you will find that you'll start learning then to do 2 weeks at a time and eventually build up to a month at a time if it suits you. It doesn't suit everybody to plan for a full month. Now for me, I do the month because I've noticed that it definitely will cut down on my budget. And also I generally plan healthier when I'm sitting down and planning and looking up recipes. The reason I say it cuts down on the budget is that I will sit down, say about the 22nd of the month with my meal plan. I will go online. I will order all my non-perishable goods, all my dry stuff, and have it delivered on just after payday, depending on what your payday is. That's the day you deliver. It is important to note that a lot of the big online shops, such as Pick n Pay, when you're ordering, if you're ordering after the 26th of the month, till around about the 3rd of the month, they will often not have stock. And that's because people are being paid at that time and they're going into the stores to buy. So there's often stuff that comes short, even though they have changed the deliveries to come from the main warehouse and not individual stores. So that's an important thing to remember. So I order it so that it gets delivered the day after payday. And the reason I say it saves you a fortune, it's no plastic bags. So I don't ask for plastic bags. I also put there no substitutes because what will happen is if they don't have something, they'll choose for you. And sometimes it's actually more expensive than the item you chose, or it's not kosher if you keep kosher. So that's one way to avoid it. And then my weekly shopping, I do through the new 60-60. My fresh fruit and vegetables come beautifully that way. And really, it is a pleasure. And they look at where your closest store is. unfortunately, you still can't get your meat through them, the kosher meat from their butchery. That doesn't come through. But the butchers all deliver. So if you're not the fussy person, and I don't mean that in a bad way, I know a lot of people who love to go into the store and they've got to actually physically see the meat before they'll, you know, buy it, and they've got to choose it themselves. But if you're content to go, we're not having chops, we're going to have roasts and whole chickens, then it's easy to have that delivered online, and it'll also stop the impulse buying. Because I know when you walk into the butcher, you'll see nice stuff on the shelves and tend to buy a little bit more than needed. So that's an important thing with your grocery shopping. Now, monthly shopping only works, obviously, if you get paid monthly. For those who are paid weekly, then weekly shopping is what's going to be needed. And you need to be a little bit stricter with your meal planning, because you need to understand that you're only going to have that short period of time to do your shopping. One of the things that I used to do is I used to start like my meal plan based on Sunday to Sunday. But the shopping specials often only come out like a Tuesday or a Wednesday. So I've changed my shopping planning. I wait until the specials come out and then sit down and meal plan based on that if I'm doing a weekly meal plan. Once again, making use of the specials that are on at the different stores available. Some of the grocery stores have specials for the weekends, and there are some really good ones. Some of the bigger grocery chains will have specials during the week, like a Wednesday or a Tuesday even, that has just been started up. Once again, you're listening to Adrian Bugatti. This is the Ace and Fresen Show. If you have any suggestions, questions, tips, or information on cooking and food that you would like to share, please send us a message. You can SMS us on 34519. SMSs are charged at R1.50. You can send a Telegram message, 061-895-1019, or email us on air at chaifm.com. Our Twitter handle is at chaifm, or the Facebook page is 101.9 chaifm. We're going to go and move on now. We've got some kosher updates from around the world. As I said, there are no kosher updates from South Africa. So we're going to look at London first. So the British ones is, this is dated the 20th of January. So for those who are listening from London or who have people bringing stuff back from London, Cofresh corn crackers, chili and lime, inadvertently bear the KLBD logo. This is being rectified. Ben and Jerry's cookie dough chunks are certified KLBD dairy. However, some batches have been mislabeled as Parov, and that is also being fixed. Then there's a few new products. There's Little's flavored infused instant coffees. They don't need a logo. They are Parov. So you can get that. You can get selected products at Sainsbury's, Waitrose, and Ocado. Then Don Anicio brand balsamic vinegar glaze produced in Spain is being sold in the USA in bulk and retail sizes. It is not kosher. It contains organic red grape vinegar and organic grape from concentrate and mistakenly bears the London Beth Din kosher symbol. Please do not use this product. Then Cloverleaf Seafood Corp is recalling the Cloverleaf brand sardine boneless fillets, garlic and chive in oil, and their sardine boneless fillets smoked jalapeno in oil from the marketplace because they may permit the growth of Clostridium botulinum, and consumers should not eat this. So botulism is quite a severe form of food poisoning. Then updates from the USA. We have Lancaster Foods. They've initiated a voluntary product recall of its processed butternut squash items because they have the potential to be contaminated with Listeria. Wonderful. Not only in South Africa, all over the world. Publix Supermarket has also initiated a voluntary recall of select Publix steam-in-a-bag products prepared in store containing specific butternut squash ingredients. This recall is once again a notification as above from the Lancaster Foods. Then under the OK symbol, irresistible chocolate caramel tree-shaped cake, Metro Brands in Toronto has the mistaken use of the OK Parov symbol. It is dairy. So please remember it. Another one from Canada. The MK wishes to inform the public that the following products, Tarolini Baresi Plain, Tarolini Baresi Black Pepper, and Tarolini Baresi Chili Pepper, and also Tarolini Baresi Fennel, made for Aurora, have been sold with an unauthorized symbol. They are, have been marked Parov, but they are in fact dairy. Corrective actions have been taken. So while there were no actual kashrut updates for this week, there have been health notices, which I really like, from the overseas kashrut departments. I'd love to see some of that happening here. And obviously a lot more kosher products becoming available. If you've got, once again, any ideas to share with us, any recipes, any tips, information on cooking or food, please share it with us. SMS us on 34519. SMS is charged at R1.50. You can send a telegram message on 061-895-1019. Email on air at highfm.com, or our Twitter handle is at highfm, and Facebook is 101.9 highfm. Just a reminder for that. And then coming up, we are going to talk about a recipe that is, once again, quick, easy, cheap, and uses the spice caraway that I mentioned earlier today. So you're listening to Adrian Bugatti. This is the Chai FM 101.9. And just a reminder of the meal plan template that I use just to help you with your meal planning. There is Monday, which is meatless or vegan. Tuesday is vegetarian. This includes fish, dairy, and eggs. Wednesday is mince. Thursday is meat or chicken. And Friday is chicken or meat. For Shabbos lunch, we have a light lunch, but supper is leftovers. And for Sunday, those who are at home, is once again a light dinner. It is either salads or soup in winter, and sometimes takeout if the budget allows. So please remember when planning that that is available. For those who are interested, on my Facebook page on Chai FM Kashering Your Life, you will find an invitation to a live webinar called How to Fill Your Pantry Without Emptying Your Wallet. And it does have the tips that we have covered in today's show. So if you're interested in that. We are now going to take an ad break. This is the Essen Fresen Show with Adrian Bugatti on 101.9 High FM.
High FM. You're listening to the Essen Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Adrian Bugatti. This is the Essen Fresen Show on High FM 101.9. Once again, if you have any suggestions for us, questions, tips, or information on cooking and food that you would like to share, please send us a message. SMS 34519. SMSs are charged at R1.50. You can send a telegram message on 061-895-1019 or email us on air at highfm.com. So, as promised, the recipe using caraway seeds. It is a very simple, very easy, and very tasty recipe that is great for any meal. The recipe is a German coleslaw. What it is one medium cabbage, finely shredded. You can buy ready shredded cabbage if you'd like. A half a cup of water, a half a cup of oil, a teaspoon of caraway seeds, one onion finely grated, so have tissues handy, 2 to 3 cloves of garlic crushed, a half a cup of white vinegar, a quarter cup of sugar, and 2 teaspoons of salt, and you can add pepper to taste. Place your shredded cabbage and onion in a salad bowl and then combine all your other ingredients, the water, the oil, the caraway seeds, the garlic, the vinegar, and the sugar and salt, and pour it over the vegetables. Quick and easy. Put it in the fridge overnight, and there it is. All done. Much easier recipe than standing forever. And it is a really, really nice marinated cabbage salad. Great for serving at braais. It lasts a while, so you can make it on a Monday and eat it through the week if you want to. The option for sugar, that depends on how sweet you like it. Pepper, my mother makes the same salad, but she doesn't add pepper. I do. I just like the extra heat that the pepper gives the salad. And you can double this recipe very easily. You don't need to actually double the liquid. You can do the cabbage. Also, if you find that the cabbage is a little bit too tight or too hard, even after standing overnight, what you can do is put it in some warm water with a bit of salt for about an hour, and that'll soften your cabbage leaves enough to make a softer cabbage salad. So I'm Adrian Bugatti, and you have been listening to the Essen Fressen Show on Chai FM 101.9. If you've got suggestions, questions, tips, or information on cooking and food that you would like to share, please send us a message, SMS 34519. SMSs are charged at 1.50. Send us a Telegram message on 061-895-1019 or email us on air at chaifm.com. Thank you and have a fantastic week.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.